All right, thank you. Welcome back to Farm Talk, North Dakota Corn Council Studio, with a visit with Castleton, North Dakota's Scott Sinner of SB&B Foods. Hello, Scott.
Hi, good afternoon, Mick.
Remember when you used to travel the world and talk to people in other countries and talk, you know, make sure that the chain of food-grade soybeans from the upper Midwest flowing out to those Pacific Rim countries? Remember when you used to do that?
Yeah, and unfortunately, fortunately, we still are.
Good.
Going quite well.
Yeah, just not traveling, but yeah, that was the point I was going to make, is that guys are still making decisions on planting, and you're still selling beans.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it's certainly been an interesting month, but we certainly have our wide dichotomy of customer base. You know, overseas, it seems like the customers of ours that are, you know, focused on grocery store type products, they are screaming at us to ship as fast as we can because of similar situations this year. I mean, everybody's staying at home, everybody's eating from the grocery store shelves, and so their inventory is depleting rapidly. You know, our customers that have, you know, both grocery store and convenience store type products. You know, the convenience store products have slowed down a little bit because less people are traveling, but there's still some. And then, you know, some of our customers that are working in the restaurant and hotel industry, well, obviously that's been a little bit slow at this point. But overall, I would say our customers are doing pretty well, and everybody's still eating, so we're shipping beans like crazy.
Food-grade soybeans are a staple in the parts of the world where you deal in, and they gain a premium here for growing them here. Now, obviously, they can't grow when the overnight low is 85 degrees and 100% humidity. That's not a good climate for growing soybeans, so they love our beans, huh?
They do, that's right. You know, when it comes to our markets overseas, our top three markets are Japan, Thailand, and Taiwan. You know, when you think of Taiwan, you think of Japan, you know, both of those countries are islands, and islands are mountainous, and so there's not a lot of arable land where they can grow food. You know, Japan imports 95% of their food. So they have to know where their food is coming from. Thailand, on the other hand, like you said, is very hot, very humid, and not necessarily the greatest environment for raising soybeans. So we've built up tremendous market share in all three of those countries. And we're working in multiple other countries, too, around the world. Those are just some of the top three.
So, yeah, we don't grow cotton and peanuts up here, and they don't grow beans over there. So they need farmers here to grow the beans. The premium, so many things have changed. Is the premium for food-grade soybeans over the Chicago Board of Trade, is that staying pretty much where it's been?
Yeah, you know, so generally when we set our premium structure, in the fall, it stays pretty constant throughout the contracting season. You know, it certainly fluctuates a little bit from year to year. I would say over the last few years, it hasn't changed a whole lot, because Chicago Board of Trade hasn't changed a whole lot. You know, but obviously back when soybeans were $12 to $15, you know, our premium structures are higher because it's all just a proportion of the Chicago Board of Trade price, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as the price comes down, that you don't need to have that. It's all just a proportion. And so proportionately, your percentage of premium versus the Chicago Board of Trade price is very, very strong right now.
So that's a good reason to maybe give you a holler and talk about growing some food-grade soybeans this year, because guys are still scratching their head on what works this year.
Boy, it's a tough decision, but yes, absolutely. Food grade soybeans are a great option for guys looking to make a little bit of extra money. Maybe try to decommoditize a little bit. Some of our commodity products in North Dakota right now there's risk no matter which way you turn. And so if you can get away from the commodity type product and try to specialize in something, it's only going to help this upcoming year.
As we turn the calendar page, as we have turned it from March to April, we're going to do it again here in about 3 weeks, turn it to May. How late in the year can we plant food grade soybeans?
You know, it's just like any other soybean. When it comes to soybeans and first and foremost, when you're choosing your varieties, you're certainly choosing the maturities that are going to work best for you. A lot of times, Mick, probably 85% of our farmers that we work with do both food grade beans and biotech beans. And so a lot of times, some of our farmers are planting earlier maturity food grade beans so they can make sure that they're getting those harvested first, things like that. That's all just, trying to figure out which variety is going to work best for each individual farm situation and away we go.
All right. What's the best way to contact you and start the conversation?
That's the easy part, Mick. Just give me a call, 701-347-4900, or you can check us out on the web at sb-b.com. And for times right now, we're actually working out of our house. So if you want to call me on my cell phone, feel free, 701-866-8495.
All right. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you later.
Sounds great. You too, Mick.
All righty.